We were talking to Kyle. He really doesn't think opposing defenses would be able to concentrate as much on Brandon with you playing the way you are, Eddie hopefully being healthy, spread the ball around. That's got to sound pretty good.
Yeah, it does. You know, to have your quarterback have confidence in you, and you know, we've had a lot of good preparation throughout the offseason. We feel comfortable with each other. There's still things we need to work on. We've missed a couple routes, and I think the biggest and best thing is that we don't miss it twice. You know, we screw up once, we come out again, and we execute. And that's the biggest thing right now in practice and training camp, is to get that comfort level and to go out there and execute at a high level.
Jack, how's your foot? Coach mentioned that your foot was bothering you, and how'd you have been in practice?
It's been just a little sore. You know, I think the volume on it. Been a little tough, but I'm taking care of it. Greek's been doing a good job. The training staff's been doing a good job of keeping me healthy every day and getting out there and running around. And I think just a little rest, a little ice and stem, I'll be back. It'll be fine.
Eric, the hip problems with the foot?
It's my left foot, yeah. You know, it's just I did a good job rehabbing it, and it feels strong. It feels healthy. I don't have any issues. It just, you know, gets sore every once in a while. And whether we modify the shoe, whether we just modify what I do, that's something we'll work out as training staff.
You're not worried about it being a long-term issue?
No, not at all. You know, it's just training camp is tough. Everybody has bumps and bruises, and my bumps and bruises is my foot. And it's just something I got to deal with and definitely stay on top of.
Do you think you'll be back, able to go tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I just, you know, precautionary. You get to know your own body after you've been in the game for a while, and it just feels like it wasn't worth me going just one extra period. So I'm not going to go in there and get some treatment, like I said, and I'll be back up tomorrow. Yeah,
Eric, for you, how much different is this year? I mean, obviously you grow, and right. How much more comfortable do you feel?
Very comfortable. You know, like I said, it's been night and day for me. Just I feel confident mentally. Physically, I'm back where I want to be. Last year was tough because I had a lot going on in my mind, and I was thinking when I was out there. Now I'm just playing football again and just running around, having fun, and I feel a lot faster. I feel more confident in my game, and I feel like I understand the defense and the pace of this game. And so every day has been a learning curve for me, but I'm taking it in strides, and I definitely have more confidence, which is huge.
Kyle was talking about the receivers having maybe more of a commitment to the blocking game.
Oh, yeah.
How much was that preached to you before you guys even came on the field for the first time?
Oh, I think we knew when we hired John Fox, defensive-minded guy, we're going to, you know, run the ball and that to break big runs. Like I've learned in high school and learned in college is that you need perimeter blocking, and that comes with us. You know, the 60-yard runs turn to 60-yard runs when the receivers are blocking downfield, and I take great pride in it myself. I know the receiver core, we've talked about it. We know that that's our job to do. To get us open, we got to run the ball. So it comes hand in hand.
I know it's just camp, but you got behind Champ yesterday. That had to feel pretty good.
It did. You know, Champ is definitely, I think, the best one and going to be a Hall of Famer one day. And just play against him and learn even what he thinks is going to work against defensive backs. And just to execute a play like that against him definitely, I think, helps confidence. But I know that he's probably going to get my number again sometime. But it's fun to go back and forth with a guy like that.
Eric, what can you learn from Brandon Lloyd and how he plays?
Very smooth player. You know, he's a savvy veteran who's been around, and he's had great coaching in his past. And he's a guy that I think understands how to run certain routes and coverages. You know, we see it on paper, we see it on film, and it looks so robotic. But when he gets out there, he's very smooth, and he tells you, you know, it's not always going to be the four step. It's going to be a little shorter, a little longer. And that's something you definitely pick up watching his game, because he finds those holes, and that's something I want to do in my own game.
Eric, what's been your impression of Raheem Moore the first couple of weeks of camp?
He's been a very confident player. That's one thing as a young guy. If you have confidence, you're going to be able to survive out there. You know, obviously, a young player is going to have a learning curve like all of us do. But he's definitely making strides. He's looked good. He's made some plays out there. He loves contact, and that's something you need on the defensive side of the ball.
Thanks, man.